Welcome back to another edition of the Perb Light Podcast. This is the 16th episode of Perb Take, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. This is Jamie White joined with Tyler Zeman and the long-awaited return of Adam Goldsboro and Nate or Nathaniel Breisinger. Today we're going to be talking about the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs with a twist, and UFC Fight Night 151. All right, first we're going to talk about the NHL playoffs with hockey insider Nate or Nathaniel Breisinger, the Frosted Tip legend himself.
All right, so the second round of the NHL playoffs are coming to a close here in the next few days. Some of the series that are already done are actually both of the Eastern Conference semifinal series. The first one, Carolina Hurricanes took care of the New York Islanders in four games. Carolina was just sort of all over them. The Islanders had no chance. Robin Lehner sort of disappeared in this series. And, Peter Mrazek played well for the Hurricanes, and then Curtis McElhinney had to come in for the Hurricanes as well later in the series, providing a little bit of a spark there in their Game 3 and Game 4. They scored a total of 10 goals in their last two games in the series. Obviously, Carolina playing well offensively. Teuvo Teravainen is really picking it up for them. Justin Williams providing a great amount of leadership for them. And then on the other side of the Eastern Conference, Columbus took on Boston Bruins, and Boston Bruins just last night took them out in six games. Boston shutting out Columbus on their own home ice. Tuukka Rask stood on his head, out-battled Sergei Bobrovsky on the Columbus end of things. And Columbus, sort of a more high-powered offense than past years, but they just couldn't get it done once again. I mean, it was their first ever second round for their franchise, but they couldn't keep it going after this round.
So do you think this is disappointing? Because obviously the loss to Boston is disappointing, but they did sweep the number one seed Tampa Bay Lightning. So do you think, like, for the fan base and the franchise, like, they could have easily went deeper?
Yeah. I mean, after beating the number one team in four games, I mean, you sort of got to expect that you're going to go deeper, especially the team that they've built through the trade deadline, acquiring Matt Duchene, Ryan Dezingle, and other guys. They definitely had the team to do it, and, they faced the Boston teams that's really has a really good core, really good group, and just they're much more experienced. And so I think, Boston was able to handle Columbus. And now Boston and Carolina, a little preview. I'm not really supposed to talk about it. These two teams, last time they faced off each other, 2009 semifinals. The only other player from Carolina on that team that's still playing now, Justin Williams, and actually their coach, Rod Brendamore, played on that team. So let's go over to the West now, though. And two Game 7s coming up, Dallas Stars versus St. Louis Blues. The series has been back and forth. Dallas did win games 4 and 5, and... But St. Louis has bounced back, was able to force a Game 7, winning 4-1. And so now we have a Game 7, and I think that's going to be definitely an interesting matchup. Ben Bishop went down with an injury in Game 6. He's going to be back. Again, hopefully they look for him to stand tall. And
all right, Nate, what do you think about the matchup between the Avalanche and the Sharks?
Well, that one's going to a Game 7 as well. This series has been completely back and forth. No one has won two games in a row, but here coming into a Game 7, Colorado looks to do so. Colorado was facing elimination in Game 6, and they ended up winning 4-3 in overtime thanks to Gabriel Landeskog. Colorado has had seen some production from some of their younger players, JT Compher, two goals in Game 6. Mikko Rantanen has really stepped up. And then their leadership from Gabriel Landeskog and Nathan MacKinnon has really been important for them. And then over on San Jose side of things, they look to win another Game 7 as they did against Vegas, where they were down. Three goals came all the way back late in the third period. But San Jose has really looked for a lot of their offensive production, surprisingly, from their defense. Game 6 featured three goals from defensemen, one from Brent Burns, two from Mark Edward Vlasic. It's a hot topic in hockey. I mean, a lot of people discuss whether offense comes from defense. And, for San Jose, it has. Because, their defensive play back starting with Martin Jones and then the rest of their defensemen, including Eric Carlson and then Vlasic and Burns, really stepped up, provided that spark, you know, filling in whenever the offense goes quiet. And so it's definitely going to be a great matchup to see in Game 7 between the Sharks and the Avalanche.
All right, here to talk about the NBA playoffs, the long-awaited return of Adam Goldsborough.
All right, so I'm happy to be back, first of all, and let's get right into it.
Yeah, don't ever leave us again, please. We missed you.
I won't. I'm sorry.
We had to have Mitch on. No, we love Mitch.
I'm sorry.
But still.
All right, so let's just have a quick one rundown of the series. In the East, we have the Raptors and the Sixers tied 2-2. And with some amazing performances from Kawhi Leonard, the guy's averaging, I think the lowest points he's had is 33 in one game, which is really good. He had 48 one game. And then story for the Sixers, it's really whatever Joel Embiid feels like. If Joel Embiid doesn't play well, which he hasn't in one of the two of these games, they just lose. And honestly, it all depends on Embiid's health and whether he can even play or not.
Yeah, I think the series is definitely going to be determined on whether he's healthy or not. Jimmy Butler has really taken a leadership role for the team, and he's performed pretty well, but still, you need that key piece that Embiid provides.
Also, they need some help from Ben Simmons. The dude has not scored above 15 points the entire series.
Mm.
That's frankly not very good for a player who many of us thought, you know, is going to be a superstar in
the next league. LeBron James.
Yeah, he just needs to be better. He needs to find a way to score even though he can't shoot. And then let's move down to the Bucks and the Celtics. Obviously, Paul Pierce said after game one that the Celtics were going to win this series.
Probably a little biased.
Yep, they are not going to win this series, probably, as Milwaukee has taken a 3-1 lead on the back of George Hill, Pat Connaughton, and Giannis. And man, Giannis is just insane. He's basically Ben Simmons, but more athletic and can actually score in the playoffs, even though he can't shoot. So, really, it's just, I think, amazing to see how Giannis has done, and I think he's probably going to win the MVP eventually here soon. So
soon.
Yeah.
All right. Zeman, you want to give us a quick rundown of what's going on in the Western Conference?
All right. So, to start, the Nuggets and the Trailblazers are both have two wins so far this series. Are tied to a piece, and the Nuggets just recently beat the Trailblazers 116-112. It was a pretty exciting matchup, but, you know, those teams aren't really the main focus on this side of the bracket. The Warriors and the Rockets, however, the Rockets have bounced back, and like I said before, they're kind of playing this underdog role as they feel like last year their trip to the conference finals was taken, or to the NBA Finals was taken away by the Warriors and some bad calls by the refereeing. They most recently beat the Warriors 112-108, and James Harden has just been going off, and he's keeping his historic season alive and really fighting. He really wants this, and you can see the rest of the team is feeding off of his performance.
Yeah, it'll certainly be interesting to see how the teams move on after a very contested series. But I did promise a twist. Paul Pierce has sort of been going off on the several shows that he attends. Yeah. Who is Paul Pierce better than? We are bringing you our special edition of Who is Adam Goldsborough Better Than? Because we figured he's a legend. He just came back. This is like, never mind, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say Jordan coming back to the Wizards, but that was an ugly comeback. This is Jordan coming back to the Bulls, and Adam is in full effect. So, Adam, are you better than playoff Kyle Lowry?
Oh, yeah, come on. Kyle Lowry has scored 0 points in two games, and he's an all-star in the playoffs. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the guy. I mean, ever since DeMar DeRozan left him, he's just been, it's like going through a bad breakup.
He's a lost puppy, man.
I know. He gained, like, 45 pounds in, like, since the all-star break. I don't know how. But, man, Kyle Lowry needs to get his stuff together because right now I'm better than him.
All right.
Yeah, granted, I always was better. I always was better than him.
Right. The confidence is key. It's not arrogance. It's confidence. Okay. Are you better than DeMarcus Cousins?
I mean, seeing as he's injured right now and can't move.
But, like, are you still better than him, though? Like, do you think he could handle you?
Yeah, I wouldn't get thrown out of the game as much as he does. I mean, the guy does lead the league in ejections, I'm pretty sure. So.
All right.
I got to say I'm better.
Are you better than T.J. McConnell?
T.J. McConnell, no, that man's a legend. He grew up in Chukchess Valley. I'm not better than him. Not better than him at all.
If you had to compare him to one all-time great, who would you compare him to?
John Stockton, but if John Stockton was, like, 10 times better.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow, okay. And I have a question for Zeman. Are you better than a broken-backed Joel Embiid?
Well, considering I'm very small, I do, however, not get injured.
Okay.
So I feel consistently over a season, I could have more effect on my team.
Yeah. Okay.
Not just by sitting on the bench and causing a lot of drama.
And yeah. Bryce Singer, do you even know what a basketball is?
No.
Okay. So with that in mind, do you think you could score more points than Ben Simmons?
No.
Okay. Thank you. As I did promise a twist and...
Let's and one last thing. I think we're all better than Joel Embiid because we would have went with Rihanna.
Oh.
I think we can all agree with that.
As we enter the last round, Jamin will be talking about UFC Fight Night 151.
All right. So UFC Fight Night 151 held over the weekend on Saturday in Ottawa. Great main event between Donald Cowboy Cerrone and Ally Aquinta. Cerrone making his comeback to the lightweight division after spending years at welterweight. And he had a great performance earlier in the year. The first broadcast UFC fight on ESPN against Alexander Hernandez. So coming into this fight against Ally Aquinta, he knew it was going to be a tough matchup. And Ally Aquinta is a tough guy. I mean, he really does have a chin on him. He's looking to propel himself into championship competing status again. He lost his only chance previously against Khabib Nurmagomedov, who's just an absolute beast of the sport. But this was a great fight to watch. Donald Cerrone has sort of always been one of those fighters that are great to watch. He's super fun, but he's going for that legend status now. Every time he steps in the octagon now, a new record is set by him. You know, whether it's the amount of strikes he has in a round, the amount of UFC fights, the amount of wins he's had in the UFC or under Zuffa organization. So this would go the full 5 rounds. There were times where even Cerrone was rocked early in the first 2 rounds. Aquinta would be caught off balance, and Cerrone would actually come in great ground and pound. It was almost a surprise that Aquinta did not end up getting knocked out. But it would go the full 5 rounds, and it was a really remarkable fight for Cowboy as he captures another win. 36-11 is his professional record in mixed martial arts. And he's really looking for that title shot now. He's never really focused on that until now. But, you know, they've been calling him Daddy Cerrone. You know, he's 3-0 as a father. He's saying, you know, I got to build my boy a pool. So he's really looking for that championship competitive state right now. Or Conor McGregor, who's been ducking him as of recently. There was supposed to be a great fight between him and McGregor. McGregor has since retired, supposedly, and he's... doesn't seem like he's going to be coming back to the octagon, but you know, as for now, the lightweight division is going to be very interesting. There's obviously going to be the championship fight between Khabib Nurmagomedov and the interim champion Dustin Poirier later this year when Khabib has finished his suspension. So that'll happen, and there's still great fighters in his way, people like Tony Ferguson to compete for the title. So it should be really fun to watch the UFC in the coming months, especially in this lightweight division that is always star-studded. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Purple Light Podcast. This has been Purp Tech, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. This has been Jamin White, joined with Tyler Zeman, Adam Goldsboro, and Nathan or Nathaniel Bryce Singer, now signing off.